Okay, today's daf is daf Tesvav, but Bakama daf Tesvav. Thank you again to Josh Engard for saying the daf yesterday. I think we left off, he told me we left off, 8 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Befnei Bezdin. So the Mishnah had sort of just thrown out a bunch of phrases without really explaining any of them. The Mishnah on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Shum Kesef, Shava Kesef, Befnei Bezdin, Al Pi Eidim, Bnei Chorim, Bnei Bris, Nashim Chal, Nezek, just threw out a whole bunch of phrases. We're not really sure the Gemara has to explain what each of these phrases mean. So right now the Gemara is up to the phrase Bifnei Bezdin. What does Bifnei Bezdin teach us about the chiv to pay for a nezek? So prat lemocher nechasav v'achar kach holich lebezdin. That means to say that if someone sold his nechasim, he sold all of his properties, and then he went to Bezdin, so you can't collect from him. If he has no money and he sold all of his properties, so and the money's all gone, and then they come to Bezdin, Bezdin can't be nefra'in min alekuchos. Bezdin cannot collect from the lekuchos. So says the Gemara, really? Is that true? Shema mina, lova mocha nechasav achach bala beizdin. Ain Bezdin governor man. If a person borrows money, and then after borrowing the money, he goes and he sells all of his possessions, all of his property, and he goes to and he's taken to Bezdin to pay back the money. Bezdin can't go and be govern milukuchos. What are you talking about? Half of Nezikin is about being tofis milukuchos. So what could that possibly mean? How can we possibly assume that that's the case? If you look at Rashi, Shmamina bitmiya, makayim l'ndasi malva v'tarif. Of course, the malva is allowed to come and be tarif milukuchos. That's a basic. So says Gemara, no, that's not what Bifnei Bezdin comes to teach us. El prat le Bezdin adyotos. No, what it's coming to teach me is that in order to be done, dine knossos, you need a Bezdin of mumchin and not a Bezdin of hadyotos. That if it were a Bezdin of just regular people and not mumchin in this area, so then they would not be kosher to be done dine knossos. So wait a second, that's true for dine knossos. Is our whole Mishnah really only about dine knossos? Are we talking in this parak only about dine knossos? We're talking about regular payments also. Knoss is an extra penalty that's imposed upon you, that which we're going to discuss a lot actually in today's daf about the details of dine knossos. But is it really only about dine knossos? So if you look at Tosos, prat le Bezdin adyotos, pirsha kunchos le inyan dine knossos. Rashi says, yeah, Bezdin adyotos is possible from dine knossos. Aye, v'yavagav de masnisin lo ayri be knossos. Leman yamar tana shal le rago amav le shino. Mikol makom erramiz lanu atana be masnisin afilu be mili de lo ayri be resha. That nevertheless, even though our mission is not really about dine knossos, we're about regular nezek. We're not talking about dine knossos. The only thing that's close to a knossos in the Mishnah is when you talk about Chatzi Nezek that Karen pays. So we're going to discuss today whether Palganiska Knas or Palganiska Mamona. So that might be Knas, but the rest of the Mishnah, Regel, Mavel, all that, that's Mamon, that's not Knas. Still, he says, the Mishnah alludes to things that the first Mishnah, that the Reisha, did not talk about. As we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to understand the phrase, Al Pi Eidim, to also be telling me a din in Knossos, even though we're not really talking about Knossos. So even though primarily the topic of our Perek is not about Dine Knossos, it's about regular Mamon payments, nevertheless, we make Drashos that are Mima'it Knossos. We make Drashos that teach us halachos about dine knasos. Okay, weiter, al pi edim. So we had in the Mishnah another phrase, al pi edim. What does al pi edim teach me? So this is what Tosfos just alluded to. Prat the modu beknas v'achar kach ba edim shu pater. That comes to exclude a case of modu beknas, and then edim come after your modu beknas that you're pater. Meaning normally the halacha is if edim come and say that I'm chayiv, so the halacha normally is by knas. If I'm moda to a knas, I'm pater. What if edim come and say that I'm chayiv and Bezdin is therefore going to be mechayiv me a knas, and then I say no, wait, before you mechayiv me, I'm moda. So then obviously it doesn't work. Edim already came and it's too late for me to be moda. The mode of knas only works to pater me when I am being mechadish to the Bezdin, the fact that I'm chayiv. So then being mode is going to help to pater me, but if Edom already were mechayiv me, so it's not really a hodah. It's not a hodah when Bezdin is mechayiv me. The pashtus is that the svar for mode of knas being pater is that being mode of knas is an indication of tshuva. That knas is not to restore money that I've taken from somebody else. Knas is a kapara. It's to get me to do tshuva. It's to get me to make things right. When I'm modest, so I've indicated a willingness to do tshuva. I've indicated that I'm holding by tshuva. But if I'm modest knas after edim come, edim already came against me, so that doesn't indicate any tshuva. It just indicates that I know that I'm stuck. I know that they got me. So I just want to be modest now because I have nothing to lose by being moda. But anyway, that's what we say al pi edim, that it's coming to tell me that if you're moda b'knas v'achar kach bo edim, but let's say I'm moda b'knas and then edim come after I'm moda b'knas, that doesn't change the fact that I'm pater. As soon as I'm moda b'knas, I'm automatically pater. Edim coming later is not going to be mechayev me. If the edim came before I was moda b'knas, so I lost my rights to exempt myself by being moda b'knas. But if I'm moda b'knas and then the edim come, so then I'm still going to be pater. The hoda b'knas works. So says the Gemara, that's great. That works if you hold that that's actually true, that if you're modu b'knas and then edim come, you're in fact pater. But what if you hold that when you're modu b'knas and then edim come, you're chayiv? Then what are you going to say? Then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah when it says al pi edim? So says the Gemara, chinami, there's no chiddush in that particular line, but seifa tzrichle. The seifa, meaning the next few phrases in the Mishnah are critical, meaning the phrase edim, the word edim is not the chiddush. The Mishnah goes on to say val pi edim b'nei chorin b'nei brit, describes what kind of edim, right? It doesn't just say edim. Eino chinami, in the word edim there's no chiddush. The chiddush is b'nei chorin u'b'nei bris, b'nei chorin l'mutei avadim, b'nei bris l'mutei avadim k'chavim, comes to tell me that the edim that we're speaking of have to be people who are not avadim and people who are not goyim. The edim that we're speaking of have to be regular Jewish people. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And why do I need two separate miyutim? One to tell me that they can't be avadim, and one to tell me that they can't be gayim. Utzricha di yashmin and eved, had it only told me that the edim can't be avadim mishum dein lo yachas, I would say yeah, the ed can't be an eved because an eved has no yichus. Aval nachri di yesh lo yachas emelav, but a guy who does have yichus, there's yachas mishpacha by a guy. Then I would say that maybe he should count. V'yashmin nachri mishum del shayach b'mitzvos. And had I only been told about a guy, I would say it's because a guy is not shayach b'mitzvos. Avol eved is shayach b'mitzvos, say malov. But an eved is at least shayach b'mitzvos, so I might think he should count. Sricha. That's why I need to be told that the edim in a nezikin case cannot be avadim and they cannot be gayim. I would have thought one way or the other. Now, what does that mean? A guy is not shayach b'mitzvos. A guy has shev b'mitzvos b'nei noach. So apparently, it seems to be a quantitative thing that the eved is shayich in all mitzvos in all mitzvos she isha chayeves. He's only pater in mitzvos shazman grama. As Rav Shachter often points out, even the pater of mitzvos shazman grama is not really so clear because it's obviously very clear that there is a pater, but there are more exceptions to the rule almost than there are the rule. Right, women are chayiv in achilas matzah. Why? Because kol sheyeshom b'al tochel chametz yeshom b'kumachol matzah. They're chayiv in kiddush and Shabbos. Because kol sheyeshom b'shomer yeshom b'zachar. There are almost more exceptions to the rule than there are the rule. How many cases can you think of? On two hands, probably you can think of off the top of your head the amount of mitzvahs that women are actually pater from because their mitzvahs say shazman grama. You have sukkah, you have lulav, you have a couple of things tefillin. Okay, fine, you have a few mitzvahs, but an eved is shayich in almost all mitzvahs. He's shayich in almost everything. So therefore, the Eved is considered someone who's shayich in mitzvahs. Now, we've discussed in the past, recently actually, Rav Shechter's piece in Eretz HaTzvi, where he discusses the idea of a Jewish body being tashmishei kedusha and non-Jewish body only being tashmishei mitzvah. And part of his discussion is, it can't be that the chiluk is simply the number of mitzvahs. Because number of mitzvahs, there are lots of variations in the number of mitzvahs one is chayiv in. A kohen is chayiv in certain mitzvahs that a Yisrael is not chayiv in, and a man that a woman is not chayiv in. So yet the etzem guf of the person doesn't change. Who they are isn't totally affected or indicated by the number of mitzvahs that they're chayiv in. So that if you hold that svara to be true, so it's difficult to say over here that it's the number of mitzvahs that distinguishes the eved from the from the guy. It could be the types of mitzvos also, that the Eved is chayiv in mitzvos asay. The guy's mitzvos, the Shev mitzvos b'nei Noach, are mostly mitzvos not to do things, except for the mitzvah of setting up a judicial system. That's a mitzvah to do something, but that's also just really basically to have the ability to enforce the others, meaning it's just to make sure that society runs normally. It's no mitzvos that actually show, as the Ramban would say, the mitzvos asay. The Ramban writes, mitzvos asay represent avas Hashem. You don't have the mitzvos that represent a closeness to the Ribono Shel Olam. You have mitzvos that represent the ability to allow society to function. So that seems to be the difference between the Eved and the guy, at least vis-a-vis the mitzvos. Now, a couple of important areas. First of all, the idea of modu b'knas v'achar kach bo edim, right? You have to beat the edim to the beis din to be modu b'knas in order to get off the hook. The Ketzos has an astonishing chiddush that all the other acharim really don't like, but the Ketzos in Siman Shin Nun writes that it's tali on each and every beis din. Meaning, let's say you go to beis din and you're modu b'knas, so you're pater in that beis din. And the Edom get there, they say, oh, we have testimony against this guy. Sorry, he was already Modeh. So what the Edom could do, says the Ketzos, is run to a different Beis Din and go be made in a different Beis Din before the guy gets there, before the guy thinks he's off the hook, right? He's not even going to try to go to a different Beis Din. He thinks he's off the hook. So run to a different Beis Din. The Edom run to a different Beis Din and say, we have Edus against this guy that he's Chayiv in this Knas. Now in that Beis Din, the Edom came first. And even if a guy's going to come and say, what are you talking about? I'm Modeh B'Knas, I agree, I admit. Sorry, Edom already came here first. But in the first Beis Din, I got there first. Doesn't matter, it goes b'kol Beis Din a Beis Din. Each Beis Din has the right to make that call and on their own. And there's no network of Beis Dins, but they didn't. It's each Beis Din makes that call. So obviously you can understand the other Achronim are not so pleased with that idea of the Ketzos, because that's ridiculous, because then Modeh B'Knas is never going to work. It can never be putted. There's always another Beis Din. You can always, the Edom can always show up at some other Beis Din. Okay, the Ketzos is riot, but that's, when in the sugya of Modeh B'Knas Pater, that's the important Maramakum to know. That Ketzos is an important Maramakum to know. The Trumas HaDeshen also has an interesting tshuva over here, where we discuss, why do we need a separate drasha to tell me that when it comes to Eidos for Dine Mamanus, that an Eved and a Goy is possible for Eidos for Dine Mamanus. Eved and a Goy is possible for all Eidos. So, Dafka by Nezek, I need a mirror in the Mishnah. I need the Mishnah to go out of its way to tell me when it comes to Nezek, an Eved and a Goy is Pater. So, the Rambam in Niske Mamon Perches Halacha Yud Gimel writes as follows: Ein anizakim shalemis ela be'edus berura. For nizikin you need good edus. Shelo tomar hol ve'in mitzuyin ba'arvo susim uberfasos abakar ela ha'avadim varom you ne'amanim yudishabem ezu izika ezu. This is because you would think that most of the times when an animal damages another animal, where is that? It's in the stable or something. It's in the pen. It's somewhere out in the field. It's not, who's there? The shepherd is there, the Eved is there, the guy is there. The guy who runs the business, he's not there. The Jew who's running the business is not there. So I might have thought that since it's going to be impossible to have Eidos, if you're going to require the same standards of Eidos that we normally require, because the Jew is never going to be there. The kosher Jewish Eid is never going to be there. So I might have thought that we can rely on the Eved and the guy and whoever is normally there as a valid form of Eidos. So that's why the Rambam goes out of his way. And the Rambam says, no, you don't... rely on this, you don't rely on this on any lower level of Eidos, even though that's all you got. Even though one would think that maybe you can rely on it because that's your only possibility to rely on. You have nothing else to rely on. So why does the Trumas HaDeshen quote this in a tshuva? Where does he quote this halacha l'maisa? So he has an interesting shaila. He says, Leia v'rachel cholkin b'shul mekamos v'beis ha'knesset shal nashim. It wasn't a special shul for women, it was a women's section. Leia and Rachel had a machlokas about whose seat was whose in the women's section. It's not only the men that bicker about stupid things. V'via leia shtei nashim shamekamos shalahein. And the Leia brought two women as Eidos that the makom that she claimed was hers, the good seat, was actually her seat.
V'rachel hivia ish echad meir shamakomo shalahein. And Rachel says, yeah, you may have two women. I have one man who's my aid, that the makom belongs to me. So he's a kasher aid. Women aren't kasher le'edus. So eidze eidus adifa. Eidze eidus adifa tfei. Tishtei nashim o shal ish echad. Which eidus is better? Two women or one man? So how did the man know? Where the Makomos and the Ezra's Nashim is? Okay, so he didn't ask Kashas. He knew. But so he's mayor that he knows for sure where the Makomos, he hangs out in the Ezra's Nashim. Okay, so that's, so he knows exactly where the Makomos are in the Ezra's Nashim. But which Eidus is better? So says the Shemus Deshen, what do you see in our Sugya? He says, I have a raya from you, Parakamad, the Babakamad, Aftazvav, Amid Aleph, that we have a special drasha to teach me that Lamute B'nei Chorin and Lamute Nachrim. Why do I need a Chiddush, a Mishnah has to go out of its way to teach me the Mute B'nei Chorin, the Mute Avadim. Why do I need it? He says, like the Rambam says, you need it because I would have thought that we should rely on them because they're the only ones available. So he says, Dinirim Dvar V'shal Rambam, Sherotzalos, he says, therefore, when it comes to Dafka by the Mishnah, where we, Kivin D'Shaminim Natan, the Svara Lomar, what do we see from our Mishnah that is logical to say? The Kalhechi D'Apsulim Shchichi Tfei Min Aksherim, Yesh Lahachsher Psulim, that if you're in a location where the Psulim are more commonly found than the Ksherim, we should be Machshir the Psulim. Alpha gav the Masak Hadan and the Lona Shrinu, Islamer Hanimil Gabi Nezikin. He says, yeah, it's true. Our Tana goes out of its way to say, no, you still need Kashar Edim. Yeah, but maybe that's only true by Nezikin, because Mishim Diyam Nu, Imkin Lo Shavichai Le Kalberia, because if you're going to believe Gayim and Avadim, it's going to be crazy to be Motzi Mamun here and there. So maybe that's why the Kol Chashud Gazlan Yaskar Avadim, El Nachrim, because anyone who's Chashud to be a Gazlan, all he's got to do is hire Nachrim, hire Gayim, we don't care about what the Basin says anyway, and we have no respect for our system. Or hire avadim who are willing to lie for a little bit of money, and he'll be able to get out of everything. So maybe that's why we don't hold like this havamina, like this svara, that you have to rely on that you're able to rely on the gayim and avadim over here. But when it's not a case of nezikin, says the Trumas Deshen, so the svara still holds true. If those are the only people available, then those are the kasher edim. So which one has better edus, the one who has two women or the one who has one man? It's the women section. So the one who has two women has better edus because you have to rely on the women. They're the only ones that are available in that location. So an interesting ha'ara from the Trumas Deshen in this Gemara. Just one last quick ha'ara. The Chavrus always likes to quote from the Shemin Atov, who's a rabbi in Brooklyn, I think, in Borough Park. I think this is like a Young Israel of Williamsburg or Borough Park or something, that he's a rabbi of. There's a Sefer Shemin Atov where he explains, why is it that an Eved doesn't have Yachas? Why is it that an Eved has no Yichus? So he explains that it all goes back to Cham, right? When Cham ben Noach was Mevaz's father, so he says that it was a Mida connected Mida. He was Mevaza, the Yachas Mishpacha, the family relationship between father and son, and he engaged in some sort of illicit sexual activity with his drunk father. So because he did that, because he was mevaza the father, and he didn't treat him with the proper respect, he was mevaza the relationship between father and son. So he loses the ability to have a family relationship. He loses the ability to have that relationship. That's the curse of the Eved. And he says a very nice word. He says, why do you think on the Seder night we have so much focus on family? It's all about Kan HaBen Shoel, it's the Ben, the Av, it's all about family. He says, because what's the whole point of the Seder? It's to show that we're B'nai Chorin, that we're not Avadim. Avadim, there's no family. For B'nai Chorin, we have a family relationship. That's why we have that great emphasis. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, V'anashim Mechal Nezek. The Mishnah also said, women are included in Nezek. Women are included in the halachos of Nezikin. Minani Mili, how do I know that women are included in the halachos of Nezek? So Rabbeinu Peretz says, what do you mean, Minani Mili? We need a special pasuk to tell me that women are pasul le'edus. So that implies that the pashtus is that they should be included. So, but the truth is, that's really the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is going to tell us how we know that generally speaking, women are included in everything, and that's why I would need special psukim to be mima'it, whatever they're excluded from. So anyway, so how do I know that women aren't included in Nezek? So the Gemara is going to suggest three possible sources. Amar Vidom Rav, V'chein Tan Dibir Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kra, Isha V'Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos. Pasuk says that an isha isha kiyasim kol chatos adam limol mal b'ashem v'ashma nefeshahi. So you bring a carbon, right? If a man or a woman doesn't have eira, hishva kas v'ishalish l'kol onshim shabatora. So you see, men and women are equated regarding all onshim in the Torah, regarding all punishments that are meted out in the Torah. Women are also included. That's one source. Says Tosos, that's only if the parsha in the Torah doesn't explicitly say that it applies only to a man. It's just the parsha is written broadly in a lashon zachar. Most of the Torah is going to be written in a lashon zachar. So that's what the pasuk is teaching me over here, that when the Torah writes something b'lashon zachar, it doesn't mean dafka men, it includes women as well, right? However, if you go a little bit further in Tosos, in the last wide line, aval hecha diksev ish behedya, but when the Torah uses the word ish, and the Torah says, no, when a man does this thing, then you're going to need a special riboy to include women. Then you don't assume women are included. When the Torah uses the word ish, you have to assume that it means only men, unless there's a special riboy to include women. Ish ki yakalel, in the other ish, isha minayin, the Gemara says, right? When it says ish ki yakalel, so the immediate assumption is that it does not apply to women. It's kalata rukula that's only said b'lashon zachar without specifying ish. That's where we assume men and women are the same. So again, that's source number one. Source number two, Pasuk says, so we see that men and women are both included in all dinim shabbatora. They're included in all dinim. Says Tosfos, Tema halifneihem lo airi halifneihem lo airi el b'ksherim ladun. That ish asher tasim lifneihem means the dayanim. People who are kosher to be done. So dechein darshin perik basra digitin lefneim v'lo lefnei adiotos. That's the drasha we have lefneim, and not even dayanim or adiotos. You need dayanim mumchim. V'isha psula ladun, and a woman can't be done. A woman can't be judged. Tam perik basim and kala kosher ladun kosher leid v'isha psula leid. You have to at least be anyone is kosher to be a dayan is kosher to be an aid, and a woman is not kosher to be an aid, so she can't be kosher to be a dayan. Because I mean v'achov perik shos edus. So v'yishlomar says tosos, perhaps we can answer that he parak basimin the ish iri kolomer kol ish hakasha ladam kasha lehud. That drasha that anyone is kasha to be a dayan is kasha to be made means any man who's kasha to be a dayan is kasha to be made. But a woman maybe is kasha to be a dayan and is not kasha to be made. It's only an ish who's kasha to be a dayan is automatically kasha to be an aid. Maybe a woman is kasha to judge, she's just not kasha to be an aid. Says Tosos, and I'll bring you a raya, or one might think I could bring you a raya that a woman could be a dayan. After all, Devorah was shofetas Yisrael. She judged Klal Yisrael. He says, nah, but that's not really such a raya. B'dvara, ein lahavi raya, di isha ksheir ladun. You can't bring a raya from there that a woman could be a dayan. Maybe they were mekabel her because of the shechina. They figured she was the best option, and therefore they were mekabel her as a shofetas. Even though normally a woman is not able to occupy that position. That's what Tosos says over here. Maritz Chayes points out that Tosos in Nida writes that. How was Devorah able to be a shofetas? Tidana al piha dibur, that she was. There's nida daf nunam and aleph that the Tosa says that she it was al piha dibur. Vine hadin mavur da asul lechachem ladun laros al piha mavur. But frankly, Maratz Chayes, I don't understand. What do you mean dana al piha dibur? That since she had ruach hakodesh, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told her the din. First of all, it makes it sound. What's the reason why a woman is pasul ladun? Because she's going to get it wrong. Is that really true? If you have a woman who's really, really bright and is going to get all the halachas right, so she should be kasha ladin? No, it's pashas. It's not because she's going to get it wrong. There's some sort of psul that, whatever, gzeres hakasav, that she's pasul leidus. Not that we think that a woman's going to get it wrong, but says Maritz Chayes, that but says Tosus and Nida, no, Devorah was allowed to do it because God was telling her what the halacha was. Maritz Chayes says, forget about the question of whether she can get it, we're concerned she can get it wrong or not. You can't paskan halachas based on what God is telling you. We paskan halachas based on our study of Torah, not based on what God is telling us. You know, it's usher for a chacham to be dan or to be mora based on nevuah, based on what the Ribbon Shalom gives b'nevuah. D'chsiv lo b'shamayim hi, ve'ela mitzvah she'ein navi rashi l'chadesh tavar. We have lo b'shamayim, ein mashkichin b'baskal. We have all sorts of rules that tell us that you're not allowed to rely on heaven, that you have to just listen to based on an intellectual analysis of what the Torah says. Ulam, however, says Maritz Chayis, it's no problem based on our Tosos. Lefima Shem Tikra Tosos Khan, he says sometimes you need to look at Tosos in two different places as two different answers. Sometimes Tosos in two different places is just painting one big picture. He says based on what Tosos says over here, it makes sense. Nichat, Yine Adin Mufurish to Bedinim Mamunus Mahani Kibul of Karov Apostle. By Dinim Mamunus in general, you're allowed to be Makabal on yourself, someone who otherwise would not be a Kasher Dayan. Right? You're allowed to say Nemen Alay Abba or something like that. I'll allow my father, your father, to be one of the Dayan. So that's the case that she was it was Alpia Dibur, and it's not that she was that you were allowed to that we accepted it only because it was Alpia Dibur. They were makabalit because they thought she had the Siyata Dishmaya. They were makabal whatever she said. Once they're makabal what she says, you could do whatever you want in Dinim Amnis. Right? One person wants to give up the money because they want to listen to what she has to say. So that's perfectly fine. When there's a Kabbalah, you could do whatever you want. Why was there a Kabbalah? Because they saw that she had a Siyata Dishmaya, so they decided to be makabal what she had to say. Okay, we got to get moving here. Third answer to be Chizkav Rabbi Yosei that the man and woman are equated regarding all misos. Why do I need three sources to tell me that a woman is the same as a man in terms of nezikin? They only had the first case, the first source, which is by karban. I might have thought that the Torah was just having rachmanas on her that she should be able to have a kapara. So that's why she's included. Aval dinin ish to bar masu matan in ishalaba. When it comes to actual monetary issues, so I would say a man who does business who's involved in dinim should be included. A woman who's not involved in business should not be included. V'yashmin dinin had it only told me about dinim ki echid tavi lachiyusa. I would say, well, a woman's going to need to make a living. Let's say she doesn't have a husband to support her, so she's going to need to make a living. If she's not included, if you know when dealing with a woman that there's no way you could ever bring her to Bezin or she could ever bring you to Bezin, it would be crazy. She'd never be able to run a normal business. So that's why she's included. Al kapara ishtabar mitzvah in ishtadav bas mitzvah lo. But when it comes to kapara, I would say a man who's included in mitzvos should be included, and a woman who's not included in mitzvos should not be included. What do you mean? It's ishtabar mitzvah. So Rashi says, "Mishalim balashar kofel yorshim mishum debatle mi mitzvos." That again, Rashi seems to emphasize the idea that the man is included in more mitzvos than the woman. Again, this relates to what we said before that apparently quantity of mitzvos makes some sort of difference. V'yashmin hani tati. And if you were to tell me these two, hachamishum kapara v'hachamishum chiyusa, I would say, well, case number one is kapara, and that's why a woman is included. Case number two is chiyusa; she needs to get by, and that's why a woman is included. Avelin and Katala, when it comes to killing, ish to bar mitzvah l'shalim kofer, ish alo. I would say that when it comes to a man where he's a bar mitzvah, you pay kofer. But a woman who's not included in as many mitzvahs, you wouldn't pay kofer. V'yashmin and kofer, and had it only told me the third source by kofer, v'shem di'ika ibn shama, I would say, yeah, there will include a woman because a life was lost. Avelhani tarti, d'laki ibn shama, im alo. But the other two where no life was lost, I would think not to include them. Tzricha, that's why I need all the sources to teach me that women are also included in dinim of nezek. Hanizik va'mazik b'tashlumin. So the Mishnah said not only does the mazik pay, the nizik also sort of pays a little bit. He gives up a little bit. So itmar, we have a general machlokas when it comes to chati nezek. When a short tam gor, so what's he chayiv chati nezek? So palganiska Rav Papa Ramon Rav Hunberg Rav Shua Amar Knasa. One of the most basic machlokas of our parent, right? That Rav Papa says when you pay chati nezek, it's a mamon payment. You're chayiv mamon of chatzi nezek. Where Rav Hunberg Rav Shua says, no, really you're chayiv nothing, meaning rightfully you should be chayiv nothing. It's just a penalty that they imposed. It's a kenas. It's not that you have to reimburse any damage, because rightfully you shouldn't be chayiv for the damage, but it's a kenas that the Torah imposes on a person to pay the chatzi nezek. What's the nafkamina, whether it's kenas or mamon? So we already said, the major nafkamina is if someone is moda. If you're moda b'kenas, you're pater. If you're moda b'mamon, you're still Chayiv. Rav Papa thinks it's mamon because kosaver stam shorim la b'ches kashim rekaimin. He thinks that an average shor is likely to damage. And therefore, you should have been very careful with your shor. You should have been watching it to make sure it doesn't damage. So really, you should have had to pay the whole thing when you weren't shomer your shor. You didn't have it on a leash. You didn't have it protected enough to make sure that it doesn't damage. Leash probably won't work if the shor could overpower you. Dogs overpower half their owners. So probably you need something stronger. more than a leash. But whatever it is, you weren't shomer it properly. But everyone thinks that their pet is the sweetest, kindest pet in the world. Even though, because at home, the pet acts so nicely. It's like children. Everyone assumes their children is the sweetest children. But sometimes when they're outside of, when they're out in the streets, they'll do something. It'll take the owner by surprise. So even though we know that the shor is really liable to damage, he's likely to damage, the owner doesn't realize it. An owner never wants to believe it. He thinks his shor is so sweet, he's never going to damage. So because of that, we go a little easy on him. And even though he really should be chayv the whole thing, we pay only 50%. Because really, in his heart of hearts, he never thought that his ox was capable of this. Rav Huna bar Rav Shua amar knas. Rav Huna bar Rav Shua says, no, chatzi nezek is knas. Kasavar stam shvarim b'cheska shimur kaimi. Because he holds that really an average shor won't damage. An average shor will really behave himself. And therefore, he shouldn't pay anything. And it's special knas that the Torah gives in order to motivate one to have a better shemira over his shor. But really, you shouldn't be chayiv anything because he had no reason to assume that his shor was going to do any sort of damage. So now, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Hanizik v'amazik betashlumin, that both the nizik and the mazik give something up with the payment over here. So bishlam manyam palganiskam mona hanushaych nizik betashlumin. So if you say palganiskam mona, so the mazik is paying half the nizik, and the nizik is also giving something up because he's really entitled to the whole thing. But he's only going to get half. So it's as if he's paying half because he's not getting all that he's entitled to. So if you say palganiskam mona, I understand why the Mishnah says that the nizik is also paying. El manyam palganiskanasa hashalav didei shakul betashlumin isay. But if you say palganiska kanasa, what do you mean the nizik is paying? He's lucky he's getting what he's getting. He shouldn't get anything. But he's getting 50%, he's getting more than he deserves. So lo nitzchel pchas nevela. No, when we say that the nizik gives up, it means the pchas nevela, that he loses out on the devaluation of the nevela from the time of the nezik till the time of the amada bedin. So in that sense, he's paying, even though in a chinami he was not entitled to anything. So frankly, pchas nevela, atanale reisho. We already discussed pchas nevela. Tashlumi nezik malam shabal metapum benevela. We already had that drasha. So says Marano, chada b'stam, chada b'muad. One is to teach me that it's true about a tam, and one that it's true of a muad. The pchas nevela, the nizik takes the hit on the pchas nevela, both by a tam and by a muad. Utsricha diash min a tam had it only told me by a case of tam mishum dakati lo yaid. I would say the reason why the nizik takes the hit is because it's not yet a muad, avul muad emelo, but by a muad I might think that the nizik doesn't have to suffer the pachas nevela because the animal should have been watched better. V'yashmin a muad mishum dakom shalim kule. And had it been that I was only told that the nizik takes the hit on the pachas nevela by muad, so I would say the nizik should be happy with what he's getting. He's getting paid in full. So let him deal with the minor loss of the pachas nevela. Avul tam emelo. But when he's only getting half, so I might think that we should try to give him a little more from somewhere else. So by the pachas nevela, we should try to be a little nicer. So tzricha, that's why we need both cases. So now we're going to try to bring rayas. We're going to try to bring rayas one way or the other. Whether palgnis knas palgnis kamona tashma ma bin tam lemuad. What's the chiluk between tam and muad? Shatam mishalim chatzi nezik migufo, muad mishalim nezik shalim in aliyah. Right, tam pays chatzi nezik migufo, meaning it can never pay more than its own value, than the animal that's mazik's value. And the muad is mishalim nezik shalim in aliyah, meaning regardless of what the animal's value is, it pays whatever damage it does in full. V'im isa, but if it's true, listen nami hatam in mishalim piatsmo, mishalim piatsmo. If it's true that palgniska's knas, so let it say that another chiluk between tam and muad is that a tam doesn't pay al pi atzmo and a muad pays al pi atzmo. Meaning a tam, if it's a knas, so modu b'knas is pater. So you're not mishalim al pi atzmo. You need a beis din to be mechayev the knas payment. You're not chayev to pay it on your own. Whereas a muad, as soon as your animal does the damage, if your animal is a muad, you're chayev. Beis din enforces the chiyuv, and maybe you wouldn't pay without it because beis din is not forcing you to, but you're chayiv to pay without it. A knas, you're not even chayiv to pay if Bezin doesn't force you to pay. So that should be another chiluk if palganiska is really knas. So Gemara Tana v'shayir, yeah, that's another chiluk, but we don't mention every single chiluk we can mention. My shayir da hay shayir, yeah, you can't say Tana v'shayir unless you left something else out. What else was left out? Shayir chatzi kofer. The idea of chatzi kofer was left out, that if you kill somebody, that you pay the kofer, that if there's a short time that kills, you pay a chatzi kofer. That's also left out. What do you mean? That you pay a chatzi kofer, that you don't pay a chazik kofer. So Rashi writes, no. The what we leave out is that muad shemus hazada mishalim kofer liyashim v'tam afilu chazik kofer lo mishalim. That a tam doesn't even pay a chazik kofer. That's what we left out. Meaning to say that you would pay chazik kofer for a tam is not a new distinction. We already mentioned that the muad pays shalim and the tam pays half. So whatever the muad pays shalim of, the tam would pay half of. So that wouldn't be a separate distinction. Then the muad pays kofer shalim and the tam pays chazik kofer. No, but the distinction is that the muad pays kofer shalim and the tam pays nothing. That's a distinction that should have been mentioned and isn't. So you see that we left something else out. So it says, no, imishum chazik kofer lav shiruhu. That's not called leaving it out. Because haman Rabbi Yosef Lili, damar tam shalim chazik kofer. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Yosef Lili that a tam taka does pay a chazik kofer. And that's why it's not left out, because we do mention the idea that a tam only pays half of what a muad would pay. So it says, maratashma, another raya is palganiska knasar is mona. Hamish arias ploni or shar shaploni, hareza mishalim al piatzmo. If a guy admits, my shark killed Ploni or killed this guy's shark, so you pay al piatzmo. My love betam, isn't it talking about a time where you're paying the chatzin nezek al piatzmo? So it must not be a knas. It must be that it's mamon, otherwise you wouldn't pay al piatzmo. So it's more love, but muad. We're talking about a muad, where it's vade mamon that we're talking about. We're not talking about a time. Avol tam mai, what would be the halacha by a tam? Hachinami dein mishalim al piatzmo. Tam would not be mishalim al piatzmo, because it's knas. But if that's the case, Adetani Seifa, when it wants to distinguish between a case of a guy admitting that my shor killed Ploni or shor shel Ploni, so what does it say? Hamish shorius avdo shel Ploni ein mishalim el piatzmo. If a guy admits my shor killed this guy's eved, I don't pay el piatzmo because the shloshim shel eved is certainly a knas. In order to come up with a case where the guy doesn't pay, we had to change it so drastically from my shark killing this guy's shark to my shark killing this guy's eved. Why don't you make the chilik in the case itself? Keep it about a case of a shark killing another shark or a shark killing the owner of the other shark, right? A regular guy. And just say as follows, when am I chayiv and when I'm moda on my own? That's only if it's a muad. But if it's tam, it's a knas. I'm not going to be mishalom al piatzmo. Says Mar Kula b'muad kamari. No, we try to keep it talking about a muad. Okay, third raya. Tashma. Third raya. Zaklal. Kala mishalom yosal mashiz again mishalom al piatzmo. Anyone who's paying more than that than which he damaged doesn't pay al piatzmo. It's part of the definition of a knas, is that what you're paying doesn't directly correlate to the damage done. So my love, hapachta mashiz mishalom. But doesn't that imply though that if you're paying less than you damaged, you do pay al piatzmo, which implies that palganiska is mamona, that it's only a knas when you're paying extra, when you're paying less, that's mamon. So this is my love. No, what the diuk is that if you're paying more than you damage, it's called a knas. If you pay exactly what you damage, it's called mamon. Meaning paying less than you damage is also called a knas. If you're paying less than you damage, you wouldn't pay al piatzmo, because that's also a knas. But wait a second, if that's the case, why do we formulate the rule that anyone who's paying more than he damaged doesn't pay based on his own testimony? Listening, instead it should say, the rule is really the following. Anyone who doesn't pay what he damaged, whether it be more or less, doesn't matter. If you're not paying what you damaged, then you don't pay al piatzmo. That's what it should have said. Tiyufta. Say no chinami. That's a tiyufta. Sounds like it's an afna raya. So vehilsa that palganiska is mamona. So it says more vehilsa palganiska knasa. Nalacha is palganiska knasa. What? Tiyufta vehilchasa? You just asked the tiyufta on the sheet of the palganiska knasa. Now you're passing that way? So he says, yeah. In time of my havi tiyufta, mishum dal katani kimosha hizik. Because what's the whole tiyufta based on? That it doesn't say kimosha hizik. Instead, it says anyone who pays more than their mazik. So lo psikalei, but because it's not always true that kimosha hizik. Meaning it's not always true that someone who's not paying exactly what they damage is automatically a knas. Sometimes you're not paying exactly what you damage and still mamon. For instance, chatzin nezek tsoros, when an animal's walking and rock shoots out from under his foot and does damage, you only pay chatzin nezek. That's not kimosha hizik, but still that has the din of mamon, and you would pay it al piatzmo. Once we assume palgan niska knasa, hay kal b'dachol imri v'shun r'dachol tarnagola, mishun. If a dog eats sheep or a cat eats a chicken, which is totally unusual for one of these animals to attack another live animal and eat it. A dog might eat a dead sheep, right? But to eat a live animal like that, totally unusual. So that's a, since it's Mishuna, it's Keren, and therefore we're not going to collect it in Bavel because it's Knas. That's only if it's larger animals, but a smaller animal, they're likely to attack the small chickens. They're likely to attack, and therefore it would be normal, and it would be a regular payment. But if the guy is toe-faced, you can't take it away from him, even though it's a knas. If someone is toe-faced, a knas, you can't take it away from him. There's a lot to talk about here. We can't get to it today. And if he says, look, I want to summon you to a base in Eretz Yisrael, so you have to be kovei azman to go to Eretz Yisrael with him, so you can be done the dine knasos. The laws of mishamtinulei, if he doesn't call you, put him in chayim. Bein kach bein kach mishamtinulei the masalik hazeka. And either way, you put him in shamta until he gets rid of the mazik. Mid Rabbi Nassan, the Tanya Rabbi Nassan, me nine shalei gadol adam kelv rabitoch peso valyam tzlum rabitoch peso. How do I know you shouldn't raise a terrible dog that's going to cause damage, or keep a ladder that's shaky and that could break at any moment in your house? Tamalom l'sasim dam veisach. You shouldn't have dangerous things hanging around your house. Okay.